We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
Welcome back, Sports Radio 94 WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley is behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That's how you hop aboard here on this Friday night. Are we going to do a lot here before we move to who's up next? Sean Bell on a Friday night, as usual?
It's usually who it is.
All right. I'm looking forward to hearing Sean coming up at 10. Until then, we have NFL picks to get to right now. I'll guess the takes for Week 13, what everyone will be talking about early next week. And then we'll dive into the FanDuel Sportsbook odds for and props for the Jets and the Eagles game on Sunday. Let's start with NFL picks for Week 13 here. I've got a lot as I pull up my FanDuel Sportsbook app. Games I like, and I'm even going to throw a college game in here as it is conference championship weekend. I know one game is going on right now. It looks like Utah is smashing Oregon for the second time in 3 weeks, so should be a great weekend of football. Actually, I would argue this is the best weekend of football overall until the NFL playoffs. I mean, you get all of the conference title games this weekend across college football. We'll know by early next week who's going to be in the college football playoff, and then you get a great Week 13. All right, let's dive into my favorite plays for the week, NFL picks. Here's what I'm starting with. Game number one. I only have one favorite this week. The rest are going to be underdogs I think will cover or win outright. Game number one, I'm going to go with the Las Vegas Raiders to beat the Washington football team and cover a 1.5-point spread. Washington's been pretty good lately. There's no question. They've turned their season around. I think it's interesting their defense has gotten better. When they lost Chase Young and Montez Sweat, it probably says something about those two guys that is not favorable to their potential stars of the future, but they've been better without them. Yet I think this is a difficult spot for Washington. They're coming off a short week. They played Monday Night Football. Now they travel out west in a short week, so one less day of preparation. The Las Vegas Raiders won on Thanksgiving in Dallas. They get 10 days of rest, and they're at home. So that's a big disadvantage this time of year with the extra rest, the travel. It's a big advantage for the Las Vegas team. And for as well as Taylor Heinicke has played, Derek Carr is the better quarterback. I get the better quarterback at home, more rest. Give me the Las Vegas Raiders, who are now back in this race in the AFC to beat the Washington football team. I'll go Raiders minus 1.5. My first dog this week, it was one that our guest Steve Fezzik pointed out a couple minutes ago, and I agree with him. I like the Seahawks getting 3.5. Let me give you a comparison I thought of as I looked at this game this week. This reminds me, I feel like the Seahawks getting 3.5 points at home this week is this week's Giants-Eagles. Division game, one team looks like it's ascending. The 49ers look like they're ascending. The Eagles before last week were ascending. The other team just got embarrassed on the road on Monday Night Football. That was the Giants 2 weeks ago. This is the Seahawks this week. So a team coming off an embarrassing home loss on Monday night, going back home, division game, getting 3.5 points. It sets up exactly the same way. We know what happened last week with the Eagles. And keep in mind, no Deebo Samuel. He's a gigantic part, I think the biggest part, of the 49ers offense. And no Fred Warner on defense. We're talking about the number one playmaker on offense and defense out for the Niners. Plus, you know Jimmy Garoppolo. Every time, and I like Garoppolo, but every time he has 3 or 4 good weeks, what happens? He throws a clunker in the mix to make everyone, you know, think he stinks again. This could be a clunker. Everything is going against the Seahawks, but they're getting 3.5 points at home. And for as bad as Russell Wilson was on Monday, if you notice, his numbers are upticking every week. His completion percentage, his yards, he's gotten a little bit better each week since coming off of the finger injury. Who knows? Maybe he rushed it back, and maybe Russell Wilson kind of looks like himself, more like himself on Sunday. I will take the 3.5 points at home with the Seahawks over the 49ers. Game number three, I think the Denver Broncos are getting too many points against the Kansas City Chiefs. I know Kansas City's been better of late. They've turned their season around, and, you know, their offense has figured some things out. But 9.5 points? You know, Denver has a better point differential than Kansas City. Like, I don't think these teams are that significantly separated. Like, if this was a touchdown, that might make more sense. But 9.5 points, it was 10 earlier this week. That was the best number. Teddy Bridgewater in his career has a great record. When he is a bigger than 3-point underdog on the road, he covers these games. And Andy Reid, for as good as he's been off the bye, 19-3 in his career, he's only 500 against the spread off the bye in his career as a Chiefs coach. It's not been the same. I will take the 9.5 points with the Denver Broncos. And my last play, and I might be wrong on this one, but I got to take it. I'm going the Houston Texans plus 10 against the Indianapolis Colts. The Colts have been very good of late, better of late. But the Texans' defense has been kind of sneaky good for the past 3 or 4 weeks, and they take the football away. Carson Wentz, we know, is prone to the mistake every once in a while with a turnover. I'd say one turnover in this game keeps the number within 10. Colts are very likely to win. In fact, I'd be very surprised if they lost. But plus 10, I got to take the Texans. Texans plus 10 in a division game. Raiders minus 1.5 in a game against the Washington football team. Broncos plus 9.5 against the Chiefs. The Seahawks are plus 3.5 against the 49ers. So those are my NFL picks. My one college pick, I'm going to go with Michigan, and I will lay 10.5 points. I think they're going to smash Iowa tomorrow night in the Big Ten title game. I took Michigan last week plus 7.5 against Iowa, Ohio State. I was pleasantly surprised and happy they won the game. I like this Michigan team. Everyone hated Jim Harbaugh and said he was bad. He's not bad. He just could never beat Ohio State. Now he has, and it looks like Michigan is going to have their spot at number 2 in the college football playoff. I like Michigan a lot this week. I don't see how Iowa scores on Michigan's defense. And Aiden Hutchinson, we might get a defensive player win the Heisman Trophy with Aiden Hutchinson now sitting at 16-1 in the odds. I'll go Michigan to win their game by 10.5 points over the Iowa Hawkeyes. So there's a college play I will throw in there. All right, now as far as the takes, we try to guess the takes, what everybody is talking about come Monday and Tuesday. The first one is that maybe something is really wrong with Lamar Jackson and the Ravens offense. They have a good record. They have not looked right for the past month. They squeaked by a Bears game in which Lamar didn't even play. They squeaked by last week because their defense did a lot. And they lost the Miami Dolphins. It feels like something is off with the Baltimore Ravens. I think that continues. They may beat the Steelers in a close, low-scoring game. I don't think Lamar and the offense look right. What's wrong with the Ravens? And is it Lamar Jackson will be what you're hearing on Monday. Take number 2 is going to be about Sean McVay and the Rams. And maybe some spotlight on Sean McVay as the problem. Not so much Matthew Stafford and not so much, you know, Jared Goff before it. Look at the Rams offense. Every single year, the past 3 years or so, they crater around week 9 or 10. It's like everyone gets film on them and Sean McVay can't adjust back. They're 13-point favorites against the Jaguars. It's a shame and says something significant about them if they can't put up points and can't cover. I think they'll win, but I don't think McVay's offense is suddenly going to wake up all of a sudden because they're playing the Jacksonville Jaguars. That game could be dicey for a little while, and I think the take will be, uh-oh, here we go again with Sean McVay and the Rams offense. I don't think it is what it was cracked up to be. And the third take you'll hear come Monday is that the Buffalo Bills could miss the playoffs. No one has talked about this, but they have some tough games coming up. They have the Bucs coming up next week after the Patriots, and then the Patriots again. Everyone just thinks the Bills are a lock, and they're obviously a good team, but they've got some difficult losses already in their schedule, and they could have some more coming. When the Patriots beat the Bills, the question not just going to be, are the Patriots going to win the East? It's going to be, could the Bills miss the playoffs altogether? Those are the takes. Those are the picks for Week 13 in the NFL. All right, we'll get to the FanDuel Sportsbook props here. But, Tucker, when you look, the Rams are the biggest favorite on the board this week. Are people going to start wondering if it's McVay's fault now? It was always Jared Goff's fault when they struggled. They're struggling again.
It's kind of funny because there's been a bit of a turn against Matt Stafford, right? Like Matt Stafford through week 8 or 9 was MVP, and finally he was liberated from, you know, the black hole that is Detroit.
Right.
And finally he was playing for a real coach and a real franchise who could win. I wonder if Matt Stafford's just Matt Stafford. I mean, the guy played for like a decade in Detroit. They actually had a couple decent teams with Jim Schwartz, with Jim Caldwell. Maybe it's him. Like, maybe he is actually a flawed quarterback at 33 or whatever age he is. But I agree with you. Like, the evidence is mounting that Sean McVay, as good of a schemer as he is, he's a flawed coach. Like, they've had one year where they put everything together. Then they fell apart in the Super Bowl. He's never been terribly aggressive as a game manager. He's always had a lot of flaws, and I think their team and their skill level has helped them kind of get around that for the most part. I do wonder when the turn starts. And maybe it does start now, but I don't think they can lose to Jacksonville.
Yeah, they won't lose to Jacksonville at home. They're 13-point favorites. I mean, the Jaguars are pretty terrible. But the turn's going to happen at some point. I think they play the Cardinals next week on Monday night, which is probably their only chance to win the division, is to win that game. At some point, someone's got to ask, like, hey, maybe the coach is part of the problem here. He's obviously a good coach, but I mean, Sean McVay's been crowned the great Sean McVay. And it was always someone else gets blamed when they don't win a Super Bowl or get close to it. And it was the ex-quarterback, and obviously he's not that good. And now it's this new quarterback. I mean, the offense stinks after week 9 every year. I think the turn's going to come here soon on Sean McVay. All right, let's get to the FanDuel Sportsbook props for the Eagles and the Jets game. Now, because of the uncertainty around the quarterback situation, Tucker guessed it earlier, there are no props up for the Eagles quarterbacks. There's no passing yards props up for Jalen Hurts or Gardner Minshew. Same thing with rushing yards. So one of my favorite picks each week is always Jalen Hurts' rushing yards over. It's been one of the easiest plays every single week for like a month and a half now. It's like I just take his over. And FanDuel, for some reason, had never boosted it over like 45 and a half. And every game is like 50, 55, 77. It was easy money. Well, that's not available this week because we don't know if he's going to play in the game. Here are some props I do like for the game on Sunday. It is interesting, though, as I look at this, they do have Jalen Hurts anytime touchdown score up. No passing props, no rushing props, but he is the third most likely to score a touchdown in the game, according to FanDuel Sportsbook. Okay.
Is Minshew listed?
As anytime touchdown scorer?
Yeah.
He is not. He is not listed. All right, here's what I like for Sunday. And they're both pretty decent long shots. Kenny Gainwell is plus 340 to score a touchdown on Sunday against the Jets. Now, just think about the Eagles' injury situation at running back. There's not going to be Jordan Howard again this week. Miles Sanders says he's good to go, and he says he's going to play. But like the next time Miles Sanders could handle a big workload within a game and stay healthy and productive the whole way, that'll be the first time. He never does. He's always hurt. So I'm going to stay away from Miles Sanders on this. Plus, you're not getting good odds. It's minus 135. The other one would be minus 135 to score.
How many touchdowns does Miles Sanders have this year, Joe?
I think that would be zero.
Okay, I'm just checking.
Minus 135. He hasn't scored yet.
I mean, what are my odds to score a touchdown? Am I also minus 135?
No, you're not listed. But you and Miles Sanders have the same amount of touchdowns this year. It is a bizarre number. Is it because he's the only, like they can't project who else would score for the Eagles because Hurts might not play? No Jordan Howard?
Yeah, I mean, it is one of those things. Like you see it a lot in fantasy football where there's no one else on the offense, so you just pick a guy. Like he has to get the touches because you have to run 50-plus plays. I guess that's kind of their theory there, is he has to get carries because who else is going to?
Boston Scott is the other one that's the same odds, minus 135. I'm going Kenny Gainwell. You know, if the Eagles are going to, whatever quarterback's going to play, right? It's probably going to be more of a running game. They're likely going to be up in the game. I doubt after last week they're going to be risky in the red zone. They're going to run the football. And if they are throwing it outside the red zone or, you know, within the red zone, maybe a running back out of the backfield kind of throw to Gainwell. I like the odds on that, plus 340 Kenny Gainwell. Here's my favorite touchdown scorer, though. It's not a player. It is the Eagles' defense. Eagles' defense is plus 350 to score a touchdown on Sunday. Zach Wilson has turned the football over in all but one. He's thrown a pick in all but, and some of those games he had five. One of the games he had five picks. He has thrown an interception in every one but one game this season, and that game was when he got hurt against the Jets, and he only played like the first half of the game anyway. So like every game that Zach Wilson has started and finished, he's thrown an interception. So I will get to Zach Wilson props because I'm going to take him to throw an interception on Sunday. But how about the Eagles plus 350 to score a touchdown? We've seen how good they are, specifically Darius Slay, at turning, turnovers, whether it be a fumble or an interception, into a score. I could see the Eagles' defense scoring on Sunday against the Jets. Plus, Darius Slay, you know at this point, he's trying to put the finishing touches on a Pro Bowl season, maybe an All-Pro season. I mean, he's got a chance of that, but certainly a Pro Bowl season for Darius Slay. I could see the Eagles scoring on Sunday. Zach Wilson has been so bad at protecting the football, and if the Eagles get a chance to bait him into one, they've shown an ability to bring it back. Plus 350. Tucker, what do you think? Plus 350 on the Eagles to score on defense.
I mean, the last time they played the Jets, they got two defensive touchdowns, right?
As we found out, Orlando Scandrick and Nate Gary.
And is Zach Wilson that much better than Luke Falk?
At this stage? No.
I always worry about defensive touchdowns. Seems like every time I pick one, it goes wrong. But, yeah, I mean, Zach Wilson is just a walking turnover.
Yeah, and like if you're doing a same-game parlay, you worry about that because it's pretty unlikely to happen. But if you're just taking the prop, right, just take it straight up, I think it's pretty good odds there. All right, as far as the interception, Zach Wilson, I have to take it to have an interception because, like I said, he has had an interception in all but one game, and that one game in which he didn't have an interception, he didn't play the whole game. He got hurt against the New England Patriots in October. So we're going the over half an interception to throw an interception, however your favorite sports book, FanDuel, has it as an interception prop over or under a half. I say over, yes, to throw an interception for Zach Wilson. My last one that I like for this game, I'm going Miles Sanders under 70.5 rushing yards. It's a lot. I know that the other backs are a little banged up. I mean, I imagine Boston Scott's going to be able to play. He's in illness right now, unless it's just a terrible sort of flu that he can't play. I imagine we're going to get Boston Scott playing. He'll get touches. Kenny Gainwell will get touches. I'm going under Miles Sanders, 70.5 yards. I don't know if he stays upright. He has an ankle issue he's trying to play through. Last week, we know he came out of the game. I mean, he always can break one. I mean, he's done that a couple times this year. He's breaking a 25 or 30 yarder to boost these numbers. Tucker, what do you think? Under Miles Sanders rushing yards of 70.5.
Yeah, I'd also argue that the flip side of it is this is a game that I think we're all in agreement probably gets out of hand early, probably gets out of hand by the second quarter or so. So if it were to happen, quite honestly, he could be sat down the middle of the third quarter and only get 10 or 11 carries, right? Like you could see kind of like in the Lions game, where I think Kenny Gainwell had the most carries on the team because he had 11 carries in garbage time.
Right, the fourth quarter.
That could certainly happen again.
Could, and I'll take one more. I actually like one more here. My final FanDuel Sportsbook prop I like for the game here on Sunday, I'm going to go the Jets team total under 19.5. I think the Eagles will hold the Jets and Zach Wilson to less than 20 points in the game. So we'll go with the Jets team total under, Sanders rushing yards under. The interception prop for Zach Wilson is almost a lock. The Eagles will score a touchdown on defense, and Kenny Gainwell anytime touchdown score. All right, so that's the FanDuel Sportsbook props for the game on Sunday. Before we hand it over to Sean Bell coming up at 10 o'clock tonight, we do have to play one more thing. As I mentioned, it's College Football Conference Championship weekend, and it's a great slate of games. There is one coach that has nothing to do with Championship weekend this weekend because he won't be coaching because he's actually not actually coaching a team right now. He will be starting soon. His name is Brian Kelly. And he took the LSU job this week. He left Notre Dame, big story in college football, and he got like $95 million to go not win a title in the SEC and probably be overpaid in a couple years. But whatever. This is what happens in college football. Coaches move. I don't really care that Brian Kelly doesn't coach Notre Dame anymore. It doesn't matter to me. What I do think is funny is what happened last night. So I guess he was at – do we know where he was? It was an event.
It was halftime of the LSU basketball game.
Okay, so that's why there was the big crowd. So he was – I guess that they brought him down to the court, say hi to everybody. And I mean, I've heard Brian Kelly talk, I guess, just as much as everybody else. You know, before a national title game, he was in one with Notre Dame, or a college football playoff game, or ESPN, whatever. I think we've all probably heard Brian Kelly speak at some point.
He's done a lot of TV work in his career.
Yeah, he's a fairly famous college coach at a very famous program. I wouldn't say I could pick his voice out of a lineup,
but he is from Massachusetts, Joe.
That I know, and I've heard him speak before. And never hearing him speak at Notre Dame or whatever as an analyst, never did I hear a Southern drawl. Well, he goes to LSU for 2 days. Here is Brian Kelly kind of playing up to the crowd at LSU last night at the basketball game. Listen to this.
Well, this is a great way to get started. And I haven't even won all my games yet. It's a great night to be a Tiger. I'm here with my family, and we are so excited to be in the great state of Louisiana, but more importantly, to be with you great fans and to be part of what is going to be an incredible ride here at Louisiana State University.
Well, how would you grade the all out of nowhere Southern draw by Brian Kelly? The family one is the funniest part when he talks about his family. But I also think it was funny to hear him use. You notice he put like a vowel on the end of tiger? He didn't pronounce tiger with the R on the end.
He also called it Louisiana State University.
Now, I have a lot of questions. I couldn't stop watching the video last night when it was posted. Do we think that Brian Kelly thinks he could continue the bit? Like, is this going to be a thing that he does now, or is this a one-night trial run to see if I could pull off a Southern accent? And then we.
I'm here with my family.
He can't do it again.
I don't know. I mean, maybe he just thought it was funny. Maybe they told him to do it as a bit. Maybe he's actually in on it. Or maybe he's just a doofus and thought, like, this will go over well. I'll just pretend to be Ed Ogeron.
But here's the thing about accents if you're faking them. That is a challenging bit to continue. Like, anyone could joke around and try to pull one off, you know, like, once in a while. But he's going to be coaching in Louisiana. You know, talking to people that talk like that every day. Like, after a while, when you live somewhere, you do start to maybe pick up on some of the way people talk. But I don't think you can do that forever. Or for whatever, he's a 10-year contract, whatever he's going to do down there. That's a tough thing to do.
It's just weird because, like, did he think he could just get away with it? Like, people wouldn't remember?
I think he did thought he could.
I mean, like, you literally coached at Notre Dame, which is arguably the most famous program in the country. You've done a ton of TV work for ESPN because your team never gets invited to the college football playoff. People have heard you on TV for hundreds of hours, whether you thought about it or not. Like, you're not coming right from Cincinnati to LSU, where when we hear you for the first time talk, go, oh, I didn't realize he talked like that. Like, I think most people, whether you know it or not, you know what Brian Kelly sounds like, and it's not that.
No, it's not that.
I'm here with my family.
I would love to have been a fly on the wall if this idea was put out there by someone within LSU. Like, why don't you try to sound like everybody here? You know, listen to some clips of Ed Orgeron on your way down.
Why don't you sit around and eat a big pot of gumbo, and we'll talk about it. We'll get some beignets.
I am rooting so hard. Beignets are delicious. You ever have a beignet?
No. I mean, they're like square donuts, aren't they? Isn't that a thing?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's particularly, impressive culinary. It's not like something that no one's ever made before. It's a pastry with some filling in it, but it's good with powdered sugar on it.
They have them at Popeye's.
Well, that's Louisiana. What is it called? Like Louisiana Kitchen or
Louisiana? Yeah, it's Popeye's Louisiana Kitchen.
I mean, I have to say, if Popeye's isn't contacting Brian Kelly right now for like some sort of deal with them, they're missing the boat.
Oh, 100%.
If I need to see Brian Kelly on my TV talking about fixins at Popeye's ASAP, because there is a marketing opportunity there. I hope he continues this. The guy sounds like a complete dope, and I just think it's great stuff. All right, coming up next, we have Sean Bell, who's not a complete dope, and we'll have a great show for you guys. I will be back on Sunday morning with Glenn and Ross Tucker, and we will have the Eagles and Jets pregame show at 11 a.m. So I'll talk to you guys then. Have a great weekend, and Sean Bell's up next right here on Sports Radio 94 WIP. And hey, it's Joe Giglio. Football is finally back. Your picks could be worth $10,000 with the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em. Sign up today by texting picks to 20357, then just pick the winner of each week's games. No point spreads, no lineups, and totally free to enter. Pick the most games right throughout the season, and you could win $10,000. Sign up now by texting picks to 20357. That's picks to 20357. $1,000 up for grabs each week, and $10,000 at the end of the season. It's the Rocket Mortgage 2021 Pro Football Pick'em.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.